right. It's Bill Leff. It's Wendy Snyder. And Dane Neal is here. He is host of On the Road with Dane Neal. That's a weird name for a show. On Saturdays from 2 to 4. I enjoy listening to you, Dane, on the weekend.
That was a mixed compliment, by the way. Did you
notice
that?
No, I was teasing, you know, like, on the road with Dane Neal.
It's like, even though you're unappealing, somehow I am mildly...
I find you attractive, but you're not...
Or tolerable.
Right.
Well, I do enjoy listening to you.
Thank you. I appreciate it. It's kind of like an eclectic blend. We do, you know, some of the car stuff and motorsports, but the transformative travel, family road trips, and, you know, some food here and there, too. So it's a lot of
fun. Something for everyone, Dane. Would that be fair?
I would like to say for everyone that I'm considerate of.
6 to 106. Everyone enjoys it.
Yeah, I think so. Right. That's it. Yeah.
Everyone like enjoys Village. Jerky, too. Can I tell you that?
You know, here's the thing. Jerky is like a big ball of mystery in the food world, right? Because it's there at the end of, the checkout line, right, with all the other relatively cheap things, mm-hmm. right?
But except that's not cheap.
Somehow it's so expensive, and there must be something in it that is, really, we talked about attractiveness, because the kids absolutely love it. We love it. And people love it. I mean, someone is paying for it, right? Mm-hmm. And someone is eating it. So jerky is hot.
That's my road trip snack, that and corn nuts. It's perfect for a road trip.
Well, when you think about it, you guys were having somebody on talk about your perfect job, perfect career. Career as a jerky impresario is probably not on the...
Didn't make the list.
Student advisor list at this point. But in studio, we have Chef Lance Avery. He's the founder of Big Fork Brands. You know him from their artisan sausages. They do the bacon sausage, all sorts of great sausages, great stuff, incredible ingredients. And now into the world of jerky with his Kraft Jerky line. Chef, welcome to WGN.
Thank you for having
me. Lance. Thanks for coming up.
Good to see you.
Is any of what Dane just said true?
All of it is
all
true.
All of it is true.
All of it.
Impresario's on. I was wondering if that was gender specific as I said it.
I think you're all right. All right, so how did you get involved with all this?
Well, yeah, as Dane was saying, it started with Big Fork bacon sausage. And then actually about 3 years ago, I had the idea of jerky. I was looking back at my emails. But it took me over a year to get label approval because of the USDA. They're just very strict on what you can call things. And I was trying to call something that they didn't like. So
the part that they had a quibble with was just the word jerky?
It was, well, we don't need to get into details, but uh-huh. I was trying to call it something that they didn't like. I was trying to be a little cute with the marketing name. So, yeah.
But then it was an apple with a, there's a tomato in there.
Oh, okay.
So I just said, I scrapped it and just called it Kraft Pork Jerky.
And they were good with that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. So, and they actually advised me to call it, on the back, it says bacon-inspired pork jerky, and that's exactly what it is.
Oh.
So
right.
I took a little page from what their
good
advice
move.
Was. Yeah, so.
Very good move.
So we're getting into a different, segment of the category. We're still all things pork. We work with small independent farmers in Iowa. It's the same place that we source our pork from, the family farmers. And now we're just all we're doing. And you talked about how the cost of jerky is so expensive, basically because we dry it out. And so all of a sudden the cost doubles because your yields are half.
Oh, sure.
So that's a big part of it. And it's also the processing is pretty labor intensive.
Yeah.
You have to cut it. It's marinated and then it's dried, and this is all made in Springfield, Illinois. So it's all local.
Well, the all natural side of it is what I think is different. I think just like you have a Slim Jim, there's like this long list of all these crazy ingredients and nitrates and preservatives and things like that. On the sausage side, that's one of the things that you're known for is all natural, great ingredients. But you take something that is kind of in the team photo of unhealthy-ish type. Jerky just seems like it's one of those super snack foods that wouldn't be good. How did you do that and keep it kind of all natural and without any of those preservatives?
Yeah, the funny thing is that I'm a chef by trade, and I've been doing product development for the last 15 years. So making products and commercializing products is actually totally within my wheelhouse. It only took 2 weeks to make, but like I said, the labels took me a year to get approval. So that was kind of a painful year.
It's all behind you now.
And, yeah, exactly. Exactly. But it's really just six ingredients, And
jerky's good for you.
Well, it can be. Obviously.
Not if that's all you eat, although is that all you're eating?
Look how big that Jack Link's guy is. The big
right.
Currently I'm on a 21-day bacon all bacon jerky diet.
Oh, or kind
of, maybe a we'll call it a jerky fast. Well, I just I watched myself in the running in the treadmill at a hotel. Gotta do something about this. And then, you know, I was at
the jerky diet.
Well, I was in spinning class yesterday morning and I was like, you know what? I'm gonna try 21 days. I've never done anything like this in my life.
You can do it?
I don't know.
You're just eating jerky and drinking water.
Drinking a ton of water, yeah.
And coffee and vitamins, too.
Yes, coffee and vitamins. I don't
recommend
anyone. I haven't consulted anyone.
Obviously.
My kids, like, I came home from spinning class and I told them, they're like, you can't do it. There's no way. And that just motivated me a little bit more.
See, we're talking
21 days? How many days have you made it?
One. 24 hours.
Oh, my God.
How does this compare to your donut and Mountain Dew diet of last year? Is it as difficult or not as hard?
Well, that's the reason why I got a big ass, right?
Well, you do not have a big ass.
But it is, I think, the perfect time for one of those disclaimers to say that, you know, whenever you're going to embark on any kind of, you know, change in your diet or your workout regimen or any kind of ingestion of large amounts of jerky or any other food, right? You should consult with your physician or yourself,
sure.
Right? And sign
sure.
all your personal waiver forms. It'd be good to go.
Always a good idea.
Yeah.
A lot of salt in jerky, though, huh?
Yeah, it is. And that's the reason why I'm consuming. Well, that's the preservative.
Yeah.
So you really, you know, if you think about it, this doesn't go through a cook process. Mm-hmm. It gets marinated for 2 days and then it's dried out and smoked. So there's no real cook process.
So it's nearly impossible, if not 100% impossible, to pull this off without salt, right? Can you do this without salt?
No, not that
you
I
can't.
That, not that I'm.
So wait,
you
it's
can
raw?
Do it without sugar.
Yeah, without sugar, sure.
And there's like the keto
the
stuff out there, but you know this is not a keto friendly. This is a paleo friendly, where there is a little bit of sugar, and that's just really to balance out that salt, because salt and sugar kind of play off of each other.
Yeah, a lot of people put that in their spaghetti sauce: a little salt, little sugar, because of the acidic tomatoes.
Right.
So, is this technically a raw meat that's just dried out?
Yeah, I mean, it does go through a slow, subtle kill step. So they do take it up to a certain degree to kill any of the microbes, but.
I don't know if I can eat jerky anymore now.
Wendy,
but more or less, it's a way of preserving. It's something that we've been doing for thousands
of
years.
Like salami and
things.
Yeah,
I mean, but even more so, you know, if you killed like a bison or something.
I have.
You know, out
in my bare hands.
You know.
Wendy did it this morning.
And, you know, you needed, you know, only fresh meat would last so long.
Yeah,
so,
that's true.
You know, you have to do something with it, and you dry it out, and salt. Definitely helps preserve that.
Yeah.
Here's the other side of it. Like, as an award-winning chef, and maybe in the next segment we can get into kind of the thought process, because everyone knows this. I think it's a great buzzword, right? You say jerky. Wendy, the first thing you said was like, I love jerky. I think everybody says that. But then I think you're challenged as a chef to kind of like, hey, well, there's so much more we can do with it than just, of course, it's got to fit all those categories. It's got to be in a plastic bag, I guess, right? That's the requirement. But there's so many things you can do on the flavor side, right, to make it to where people will bite into it and say, yes, it's jerky, but it's so much better. And I guess we'll talk about that chef side of it and that thought process when we come back.
More jerky discussion when we come back. Thank you, Dane. Nice transition. It's Bill, it's Wendy, it's Dane, it's Chef Lance. We're all
having
just
a jerky
around.
Party.
You know what? I've never felt more like a cowboy than just now. Don't you just feel like cowboys?
I just have to tell you that where do we find this jerky? Because this is really sensational.
In your grocer's freezer, Wendy.
No.
BigForkBrands.com. BigForkBrands.com.
But it's in stores
it's
as well,
pork.
Right? If you don't want to go to the website, you can find it in stores.
Well, we just launched about 2 months ago.
Yeah.
And we're getting into some smaller, like, independent stores. But actually, a lot of the big guys have either said no or will take a pass for now. A lot of it has to do with money. Like, you know, it's this I'm learning that the jerky market is dominated by a couple big players.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we're a small, very small company without a lot of money. We can't, like, pay for slotting fees, which is basically paying for real estate.
Right.
It's
right.
Probably similar to the ancient fight when Bubblicious came in against Wrigley, you know, and
classic
Wrigley
fight.
Was there for the longest time.
So you have like a tasting session, right? You'll go to Mariano's or Jewel and say, here's our product, give it a try.
Right.
And so far, it's not in there, but we're hoping for
it's bound to happen.
Yeah,
it's just it hasn't happened yet.
Okay,
and but we are working with we can sell online. We're actually on Amazon.com.
Oh, good.
So we can do that. We also sell on our website, BigForkBrands.com. But we're selling actually right now. I'm selling to a lot of breweries.
Are you?
It is the best jerky I've ever had.
It's really
I'm
good.
Not kidding.
And
really
CrossFit
good.
And like, you know, gyms. Basically any place where, you know, people are looking for a high protein snack with just, you know, 100 calories. So each bag is 100 calories.
Oh, wow.
With that kind of feel of a little bit of like pedestrian decadence to it, right?
Yeah,
I mean, it's jerky. It comes to mind. There's a lot of different products out there, different things that we know, love, that everybody enjoys and understands that have become kind of elevated over the years, whether it's the coffee, whether it's the donut thing, whether it's the hamburger. And it's great to see. This is a great product. I think it's a great choice too, Lance, because it's the kind of thing everybody knows and loves. And to get a chef involved and get that thought process on the flavor side, because we'll eat, I think America will eat and enjoy bad jerky. And we've been doing it for many, many years. So the thought process on the flavor side, what were you thinking? How long did it take you to, I don't know how long it takes to actually make, but as far as like to get the flavors the way that you wanted them.
Well, one thing that I really decided at a very early stage was not to use soy sauce in any of our jerky, because soy sauce is in
salt water.
It dominates the flavor.
Right.
And most of the jerky that's out there on the marketplace, soy sauce is the number two ingredient, minus after meat is soy sauce. And that really dominates the flavor profile. Where I wanted a blank canvas, you know, just from a chef perspective, if I just use salt, I can go a million different directions. You know, if salt's my carrier as my preservative, then what on top of that can I use? And that's, you know, we have a maple, you know, and that just works really well.
I'm super
very clean.
Sensitive to salt. If something tastes too salty, I don't want any part of it. I'm not. Yeah. I'm tasting just a trace amount of salt in this.
And it's
very
so.
Little.
I mentioned off the air. It's tender. It's not like it's melt in your mouth, and it shouldn't be because it's jerky.
Right.
But it is just really just a wonderful consistency and very tasty.
Well, here's the other side of it too. That I think, and you've got the ingredients in the and kind of the. The elements on the spices and the cooking and the chef side of it too. But you got to start with that great ingredient. You talk about, you know, great breweries. You talk about we got to have the right water. You know, you got to start with something like that. And I think it's important to mention that it's Berkshire Hogs, right? That's what you're using, which is a heritage breed pig, which is an absolutely insanely awesome. This is not commodity pork. I mean, this is high level stuff to start with. So you got to figure it's going to taste pretty good.
Well, yeah, it's, you know, if you start with good ingredients, it's really easy to make good stuff. But it's on the opposite side. If you start with crappy ingredients, it's hard to make products taste good. So
what is typical, and we always hear that kind of scare tact of like, okay, if you knew what hot dogs are made of, what is jerky typically made of? Is it made of a high quality ingredient, and why is it typically so expensive even for bad stuff?
Part of it has to do, you know,
what the market will bear?
I mean, the big guys they're making a ton of money. I'm not gonna, you know, and that's why
the five families, is it like the Godfather?
Totally. And I mean, that's what part of the reason why I'm getting blocked out is because they have these contracts.
Yeah, I'm sure of it.
That's so funny.
And so there's other handouts there that companies get, and you know, they have exclusivity.
Yeah.
All right. So people are texting, where can I get it? You mentioned Springfield. I'm near there now. Where can I buy it right now? What do we tell people?
Go to Amazon.com and you can do just a search for Big Fork Craft Pork Jerky.
Lance, I see a day. You know how they have a Good Humor truck going around the neighborhoods with ice cream? You guys should have a jerky truck and kids can run up and get jerky in the summertime.
Play the right music. You know, anything's possible.
With the right investor, there's anything that's
nice?
Possible. Yes.
Yeah.
And I think I saw something on, as you're attacking all of our kind of checkout lane norms, is you know, the whole Slim Jim thing is, are you making some sticks too, some pork sticks?
So we're just elevating everything that is associated as like kind of bad. We're trying to, so next week we're actually we're launching our craft pork snack sticks, and we've got three flavors in there. So we've got an original just like our jerky, and then we have a maple pepper, so we're kind of combining those
diversifying
two.
Diversifying a little bit. I know with beer, if you have a craft beer, that it's dictated by the amount you're making at a time. Is it like that with jerky? Is that the same or not?
They don't have the same, like...
Is it regulated
the
same?
Yeah, it's not regulated that like all that. Right. But, I mean, it's basically, it's dominated by a couple big players. And then there's a few smaller craft, you know, individual... You know, but companies like ourselves.
You're using craft, is it to say it's a step up? It's better than your average.
It's small
product.
Batch too. Yeah. I mean, we're talking, you know, 1,000 pounds at a time, and that's as much as, you know, versus, you know, 100,000 pounds.
Right.
You know, that's kind of what they're
and
doing.
It's pork jerky.
Yeah,
we
right.
Need to that is a
usually
different you're getting beef
everyone,
jerky.
Everyone calls it's either beef jerky or turkey jerky. That's probably 95% of the market that's out there.
Wow.
Well, so, as you get bigger though, too, and Bill mentioned, I think he hit on it too, the FJC, the Federal Jerky Commission, is probably going to weigh in with some yep. regulations on that. But I wanted to know, as you get into it, you're in the early parts, but we want to kind of inspire you to keep going and stay strong. Is what's the over under? What do you guys think on the jerky diet? How long do you think Lance is going to be able to keep
your
it up?
Your goal is 21 days? Wendy, what do you think?
Well, I want to know, as I'm stuffing my face with pork jerky, how many bags are you eating? Because each bag is 100 calories.
I'm trying to limit myself to 8. So that's
800 calories.
Yeah.
Wow.
I've already lost 2 pounds.
In a day?
Yeah.
That's not bad.
Now, I mean, it could be all...
Water.
Yeah. Yeah, it could be.
I give you 2 more days, that's all.
Well, the funny thing is I've got an event tonight at Half Acre where it's like
it's
free booze.
Yeah,
and
you're done.
I know.
That's
it's
too bad.
It's going to test me for sure.
Steely resolve.
Start after tonight.
I'm amazed you're pulling this bag off at 100 calories because in my head I was thinking 10 times that.
Yeah, well, it's...
That's amazing.
Well, part of that is because it's so lean.
Yeah.
So we're using the... And the hard thing about Berkshire and... you know, you mentioned Berkshire hogs and how wonderful, like, you know, from a, you know, flavorful perspective, it's because they have got a lot of fat.
Yeah.
Now, the hardest thing is that I'm using the leanest part of the Berkshires. And
that's why.
That is why. Yeah. It's basically there's zero fat to it. And that's where a lot of times you get a lot of your increased calories.
Right.
Where it's just it's basically pure protein.
And I know that it's like jerky's expensive and you're using the best ingredients and the best hogs. Like, I know as a thoughtful guy, like, you're trying to keep the price point as down as low as you can. And as you get bigger, maybe that can change. What does it cost to get into some big four?
It all depends. Like, you mean retail wise?
Yeah. What are you thinking of charging or what?
So you can buy it online, and it's going to be the same cost that you should get it at a store, which is at $5, which is about $1 to $2 less than.
That's great. That is absolutely. That is $2 less than what it is at any store.
And it's all antibiotic free, so it's all the same. You know, clean label. You know, you can read the back and you know exactly what's in it. I mean, 6 ingredients. If it's the maple, there's 7, obviously, because you have to put maple syrup.
After you open it, refrigerate or use within 3 days. This will not last 3 days.
Right.
This will last 3 more minutes.
Lance, great to meet you, and nothing but good luck with your product. Again, you can get it through Amazon. You can get it through their own website. It's Big Fork Craft Pork Jerky. So delicious. And good tasting and good for you, as we like to say in the business.
Well, thank you, guys.
I don't know if it's true, but
it could be. It might be true.
I'll be in for Patty tonight and tomorrow, too, so maybe we'll eat some on the air. Who knows?
Wouldn't that be fun?
I will.
Well, you might have to interview me in 21 days.
Oh. What's left of you?
Yeah, you might, it might be hard to find
I might be
you.
Preserved.
Where did he go? All right, we'll take a quick break, then some news, then more show. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.